Hello, welcome to Finding Me in Mommy. I'm your host, Chelsea Brown, and this is the intro to my podcast. Welcome to Finding Me in Mommy. This is a mom life coaching podcast that's all about helping women and some of my favorite men become the best versions of themselves in the midst of mom life and parenthood. If you're feeling lost in the chaos of everyday life and are looking to find yourself again, or you just want to be a thriving, happy, healthy, new, and better version of you, you've come to the right place. Together, we'll help you find me in mommy. So you just got done listening to my intro, which tells you kind of pretty much what this podcast is about. But I wanted to take a minute to introduce myself, who I am, and give you a little bit about me, and just kind of give a little bit more in-depth perception on what this podcast is going to be. So I'm Chelsea Brown. I'm married. I have three beautiful children, a daughter and two sons, and they're 4, 3, and 1. And they're super awesome and exciting. And I have a bachelor's degree in computers and technology and all that fun stuff. So that's kind of my background. And the reason really for this podcast is after I had my daughter and I graduated from school and I didn't really find the computer job that I wanted from home so that I could be home with her while my husband finished his degree, I started really this journey of figuring out who I was now that I was a mom and I was home all day long with my kids, because I came from a home where my mom always worked to help my dad out with his company. And so for me, it was kind of weird being a stay-at-home mom and not doing any kind of work. And I know that sounds ironic because stay-at-home moms, let's face it, we run the world. So I started this journey and kind of had ups and downs through it. And recently I just went through a life coaching program and became a life coach. And it really like opened up my mind so much. And it changed me so much as a mom and a person. And it made me so, so much better that I just had to share it with the world. So I tried kind of sharing it with a blog, and I found myself editing like 90% of what I would type out because it was just too long. Like seriously, it would be like reading 10 pages. And I don't know about you, but I am the skim blog reader. I love to read blogs that are like no more than 2 pages because I read really fast. And so a 2-page blog is no problem for me when you write, especially if it's mostly pictures. If it's mostly pictures, I love you. But when it's seriously like a novel and I have to read it, my kids just don't give me that time. And most of you moms can relate to that, where you just don't have time. And by the end of the day, you're either binge watching Netflix and eating your ice cream on your bed like me, or you're, you know, reading through your magazines and stuff. So that is kind of the purpose of this podcast, is to translate my blog into so much more and being able to share 10 times more with you guys. So we're going to be, you know, talking to you guys about how to have better thoughts as a mom, how to think about yourself better, how to get rid of your mom guilt and getting out of a mom funk, dealing with anxiety and postpartum depression, not therapy stuff, but just like little help tidbits, how to control your thoughts, some different parenting tricks and things that I've found for like helping out our kids and helping them with us as moms and helping, you know, because as moms, we help our kids with stuff. And so just giving you really kind of a well-rounded balance of who you are as a mom, because I feel like as a mom, you're not just the parent, you're not just the chauffeur, the cook, the maid, the laundromat, the dry cleaner, the valet, the butler. You know, you are also you. You're the crafty person, or maybe you're, I think of the Pinterest mom, you know, you're Pinterest mom, or you're my friend Susan. If you've read my blog, you know that Susan is, I'll just tell you about Susan. Susan's my imaginary friend. Yes, I am almost 30 and I have an imaginary friend. And Susan really is just a hodgepodge in my mind of what the perfect woman would be. So like, you picture she's a combination of Mary Poppins meets Betty Crocker meets Penny Pinterest, like all in one. She's just awesome and perfect and fabulous in my head. She doesn't exist in real life. She actually is like 10 different people. But she's so wonderful and really just what I want to be as a mom. And when you have that idea, that's kind of what we're going for, is to help you become your Susan and to help you figure out that it's okay to not be Susan all the time and to be the perfect version of you, because your Susan is totally different than my Susan, right? And it's the idea of who we are and how we're perfect and whatnot. So that is the purpose of this podcast, is to help you figure out who you are as a mom and as an individual, and then also to help you parent and be, take, you know, your better qualities that we're learning and working on and translate that into your parenting style, and how to teach your kids these concepts that you learn in a way that not only do they understand, but they embrace. So it's well balanced finding me and mommy, because that is who you are as a person, and that is all of you, not just a part of you. So if you want to continue listening, go ahead and click on episode 1 is a great place to start. You can really pick on any of them, but 1 is a great place to start. It's all about creating and keeping your new goals. Like, I think I wrote it in January, so it's about a new year, but you can do it for any, really, and it's got great advice, or you can pick on something else. And if you love this podcast, I would most appreciate a review so that we can get featured in iTunes, but also so that I know exactly what you want me to talk about and share on my journey through motherhood with you. So I hope you enjoy it, and I hope to see you again soon.